Hey, everybody, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, we have a very special guest, Dragon, and we talk a wide range of topics from politics to movies to Marvel to DC to more politics and some women trouble at the end. Hope you enjoy the episode. Remember, like and subscribe, and if you get a chance, give us a 5-star review. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. Mikey, what's going on?
Good morning, Brad. I'm so happy to be here with you.
You sound like it. It's another typical day in the Daily BM house, huh?
Well, yesterday you got on to me because I said, hey, everybody, welcome back to the Daily BM. So glad to be here. You're like, you didn't include my name. I felt left out. So today it's all about you.
No. Geez, it must be the ringing tone this week.
It's all about you.
It must be the ringing tone this week. I've been getting texts about that. It's all about me all the time. So, hey.
So what about me? I didn't get some fancy introduction.
Well, nope. You know. Well, you know, with our guests are on, we kind of wait for a fucking few minutes. But since you're going to be, you know, that guy,
we normally just do our little baby banter beginning and then. And then somebody that's actually intelligent and can talk. The people that they really want to listen to.
I apologize. Yeah. I apologize for just wanting to be included. I mean, I guess
it's all about inclusion for him.
No apology necessary. It's hard to get a word in with it, Brad, edgewise.
It's all about inclusion. That is true. It is difficult. You know, I am the talker of the bunch.
Huh? What'd you say?
Oh, yeah. I listened to the podcast already. I know that.
Hey, fuck you and fuck you.
Well, I'm very excited because we have the one and only Dragon with us today.
Dragon,
good morning.
Fuck you,
everybody.
Brennan.
Yes.
Man, that is such a great fucking movie, though, man. Step Brothers. It's like it came out of nowhere just to be a classic, you know?
Oh, it's one of the best of all time. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are fucking incredible. There's so many one-liners.
So I gotta ask a question.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Real quick, since we're talking about Will Ferrell, is it just me or has his shtick gotten old? Like, has it not stood the test of times? Because when he was doing the roast of Donald Trump, or was it Donald Trump? No, Tom Brady. Brady.
Can I say this? Can I say this with all due respect? Can I say this with all due respect? You watch your fucking mouth when you talk about Will Ferrell. Like, he is like, you know, up there with Jesus. So. But I will be honest with you, the Ron Burgundy shit, you know, thing with
Tom Brady.
He has
a voice like an angel.
Yeah. The voice of an angel. All I'm saying is he plays the same character in every single thing he does. Like, it's like his one thing.
It's like Ryan Reynolds.
I refuse to agree with that because he's my favorite actor and comedian of all time. Oh, between him and Chris Farley, I mean, I know you kind of triggered me there, and I apologize. You can't trigger so early in the conversation, but
you know, Chris Farley did it right. He got out of the peak.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm just picking a fight. See, I'm one of those internet trolls because I'm just picking a fight. Except for you know where I live, so fuck.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in today, and go ahead and follow us over at thedailybm.com.
I'll tell you what, though.
Are you talking about Chris Farley? Are you the one that like goes on the like I live in Lakeland and like intentionally says some dumb shit when somebody responds to something just to see the 150 messages? You guys ever watch that shit?
I have. Like it's a ghostwriter. I'm a ghost grammar. No, I'm just kidding. Let's go there and say something really to stir people off.
An anonymous member, just go drop something really controversial. Just sit back and watch all the comments. Yeah,
I think abortion should be legal as long as the parent's still alive.
But the listen, I will tell you though, you're right though. The Tom Brady roast, he did a pretty shitty job. I was expecting a lot more, and it wasn't very good.
And it wasn't just him. It was like Tom Segura and, oh my God, the other guy that slipped my mind.
Like
they're normally hysterical, but their whole spiel sucked too. It was like.
The only one who nailed it was the podcaster.
The one chick.
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser.
She
killed it too.
Andrew Vaughn was good too, though.
Yeah.
Vaughn's the Jewish guy from New York. He's good too.
Yeah, he did a good job. And then. But yeah, I still watch everything Will Ferrell puts out, and I still love him to death. Like, even when he was on The Boys, like, his little cameo on The Boys. I don't know if you guys watch The Boys.
Yeah.
But, you know, like was it Raising A-Train? And he's playing his brother as the coach. His brother was the one who coached him. But he comes in as, like, the white coach. And it's just, like, he played it perfectly. Like, it was just hysterical.
Sometimes the cameos he does in movies are, like, the best. There's a Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn movie called The Internship that he plays the brother-in-law of one of them, like of the sisters, or like he's like, mm-hmm. but it's one of the funniest cameos you've ever. That's sometimes the best job he does when he just jumps into a movie and does some dumb shit because you're not expecting it. You know what I mean?
Like his character in Wedding Crashers was like perfect.
Perfect.
Mom, meatloaf.
Back there. Chaz. You just might be a little crazy, your friend Chaz.
You know, Kevin Hart too, like I know we're like fucking way off topic right now, but even like Kevin, I understand what you're saying. So you said like they take every movie. Like Kevin Hart is in about 75 movies a year. And it's just starting to get like he was one of my favorite too, but now he did some dumb shit. You know, just like why do this movie? But like he's doing that
money.
He's like Nicolas Cage. Like he can't turn down a script. He's just like you know Nicolas Cage.
He fought a Nicolas Cage.
I'm just saying
it's the same. Can't turn down a script. Nicolas Cage has a very bad money spending problem, so he's got to keep working. But like they're doing a remake of that game from like the 90s Borderlands and he's in that and it just looks absolutely Kevin Hart's in that. It absolutely looks retarded. But anyways.
Might have to check. I don't know. Some of his shit's dumb. But I mean it just depends on the frame of mind. Because usually that shit still makes me laugh.
All right. Yeah. So name some actors that are one role actors. Like they're always the same role. So I would have to say obviously Kevin Hart, The Rock.
Yeah Ryan Reynolds.
I've seen some
Ryan Reynolds 100%.
Yeah, he's got that same sarcasm. Vince Vaughn to me. Vince Vaughn is the same type of character.
Seth Rogen, every fucking role. Yeah. Exactly the same fucking character.
He's not in many movies anymore, but every time you see him in a movie, it's Stifler.
Yeah, Green Hornet ruined him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. But it doesn't matter who like
ruined who? Seth Rogen or
Seth Rogen.
No. Oh. Well, he's producing now. Like, he's a producer on The Boys. That's why it's as fucked up as it is. Because, I mean, it's just Seth Rogen going, you know what would be fucked up? Let's have a guy with a 30-foot dick slapping people in the face. That'd be great. How about this? A guy that shrinks down and crawls inside of guys' dicks and tickles them. And then if he sneezes, he pops the full size and blows him in half. Let's put that in there. And everybody's like, Mr. Rogen, whatever you'd like. That's pretty fucked up, but okay.
Yeah, that's the fucked up Rogen, 100%.
Who else is there? I mean, but like
Sean Bean, he dies in every role.
Who?
Sean Bean. Yeah. Like he literally dies in every role. He's like the heroic guy that everybody wants to get behind, and he's like dead.
Hey, I got it. Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Same role. Everything same he plays guy. In.
All I'm same saying guy. Is, man, all those thugs in those movies, they cannot shoot worth a shit to stay
they're
their
like
ass.
Stormtroopers, man.
Bro, like this last one, The Beekeeper, it was an amazing movie. I loved it. I thought it was amazing, but not one fucking person good? There could shoot straight. I mean, it's not a typical. It's a typical Jason Statham movie, like where he just literally destroys people and like they can't hit him with a fucking minigun. Like, I mean, he's like dodging that shit like near, near, near 8,000 rounds a second. And he's like dodging around it.
Fuck, man. My mind's just like, what's that movie he just did too? He did it on Prime as well. It was like his son got killed and he did the armored car thing. And like, but it was the same thing. They were shooting like bazookas at his ass, and this motherfucker was like dodging them back and forth.
Matrix and then shit. Like, and the minute that they do get him, it's amazing. Like every movie has the same plot. Like the bad guy always gets the good guy, and then they have to monologue, and then they walk off stage and let the henchman deal with it, and the henchman always fuck it up.
Yeah, every time.
That's what I like so much. That's what I like so much about Game of Thrones. That's what I loved about it. It was like. The bad guys followed through. Like every time you started liking a character.
Yeah, they're the ones decapitating motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, every time you liked a character and you're like, oh, he's going to get out of this. Like, he's going to survive. It's like, oh, shit, he did not survive. He died horribly. It's like, well, who am I going to like now? It's like, by the end of the show, you're so traumatized, you don't want to like nobody. Because, like, everybody that, as soon as you start to like a character that's cool, they're dead. It's like, fuck you.
It's like Sopranos, too. Like, when Tony, when somebody pissed Tony off, there wasn't walking out of the room. You get a shoot inside the back of your fucking head, you're dead. You're done.
Yeah.
Like in real life, you know that would happen. If the bad guy caught the good guy in real life, there's bullets in the head. It's on the news. So,
It's game over. Yeah. And it's like that every time. Like they just let the good guys just always manage to escape. It's like this. I don't know if you guys watched the season finale of The Boys yet. Have you guys watched that?
Not yet.
Yeah. So you just got to check it out because it's pretty much the same premise. It's like, come on, seriously?
Yeah. But you know, that's where the money is too, though. But same time, though, you're like, you watch it, you enjoy it, then you're like, what the fuck? So who else is there? Who else do you, Brad? Who else can you think of that's a one character?
A one dimensional character. You know, like I said, Jason Statham. You know, my mind's going blank on this. That's why I was thinking to myself when you guys were talking. I was like, Jason Statham, man, all the way.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other ones either, but those are pretty good ones, though. But we went completely off the rails there for a second.
No, I mean, you know, I just pulled up a list, and it just said, you know, Hayden Christensen, but he hasn't really been in a lot.
He hasn't been in anything for a while.
You know what I mean? He did play some
diverse roles.
Well, he's back now. Like, Anakin's back now. I mean, he's back now doing the shows now as Anakin Skywalker, as Darth Vader. So,
right.
That made him really one-dimensional, though. Let's see who else.
I think that was just shitty writing. I don't think it was the actors. I think it was just shitty writing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you had some really fucking great actors in those. It was just shitty writing and a shitty, like, premise. I mean, the whole...
Elijah Wood.
Yeah. I mean, you only think about him in The Hobbit and...
Didn't he do some fucked up Eli Roth movies though?
Some off dark stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he did some fucked up movies though, that were totally not The Hobbit.
Yeah, that's all I think about when I see Elijah Wood as The Hobbit. But even Harry Potter himself. I mean, every time you see him in another movie, it's like all you can see is Harry Potter. You know what I mean? Slytherin.
Yeah, I mean that's not him. That's it. He does other roles. It's just hard to see. Once you're so famous, it's so hard. It's like the kid that played Joffrey. Like as soon as he got done acting in the Game of Thrones, he quit acting completely. Everybody wanted to fucking murder him because they thought he was actually Joffrey. And he's like, I'm actually a really fucking nice guy. Like I'm not that character at all. Like I played a role.
Like I don't know how the guys from the Stranger Things guys, some of them have done other stuff, but some of the characters, I don't know how they're going to do other stuff like Eleven and, you know, some of their characters.
Well, she was just in Damsel where she was like kind of a little hottie from what Brad said.
Yeah, she was. And she was in, Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. She was still a little kid in Godzilla. But Damsel, she made the transition into like young adult actress. I think she's 18 now. So.
I mean, she looks good. I mean, she's not an ugly, ugly young lady. Jesus.
No, she's not.
I'm not.
But she, I think she's starting to make the turn.
Melissa McCarthy, the chubby chick.
Oh yeah, it's always
She always plays the same role. Jason Bateman,
the chubby chick.
Jason. You know what?
Well,
Jason
I mean, I don't know if he was like, he was looking at me like he didn't know who I was talking about, so I had to make sure I said the chubby chick. And then all of a sudden,
she's the less chubby chick now, but she's like, same thing. She's the same character, that loudmouth, like just obnoxious role.
That's because people cast for that because they have a vision of what they want in that role, so that's who they cast for it. And I mean, and once you start making a paycheck, it's like why take a bunch of chances, especially in Hollywood. I mean,
but Jason Bateman, he also is the same way. I mean, every time he's like that slow spoken kind of one liner sarcastic guy in every movie he's in.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't seen him even in Ozark. He was still that way.
Yeah,
which was a great show.
He did take a different turn in Ozark. He was like a little bit less just trying to be the dry, quick-witted humor. It was a little bit more serious, but you're right. Like every one of them, even the original, Arrested Development, that's where it started. But he was, just that arrogant, sarcastic, just kind of like Brad.
Yeah, well, good in line.
Yeah. I feel like once you find your niche, though, it's like you kind of got to ride that gravy train. Yeah, I mean, sure. Actors do talk about being cast typed a lot. Arnold talked about in his book and how hard it was because all they wanted him to do is play the action hero. And yeah. Even like for Terminator, like he wanted to turn the role down because he did not want to be played as a villain. Because at first, they tried to do is typecast him as like a Nazi in every movie.
Yeah.
You know, or the bad guy. And he didn't want to do that. He wanted to be a hero. So that's why he got the role as Hercules, and they put him in there as Arnold Strong, and they dubbed him over voice wise. And, you know, he didn't want to be the Terminator until James Cameron really sat him down and talked to him about how he could grow this character.
Yeah.
And convinced him to do the Terminator.
Yeah. And that, I did see that.
This thing. Yeah.
You know, another thing, guys, that, you know, we were talking about like Vince Vaughn and things like that, but we didn't even think about Owen Wilson.
Yeah. He's the same way, though.
Yeah, like,
same thing with his brother Luke.
Yeah,
man, they're both typecasting guys, which I really haven't seen a whole lot from them other than Owen just did that Marvel bullshit Loki.
Which we don't. Sounds like let's not go down that route. It's just going to piss me off. But it sounds like you're not a Marvel fan. He was good in that though. He was really good in that.
I'm stuck going to see Deadpool on Thursday, so trust me, I'm yay.
No, I think McCauley is a Marvel fan, right? Because he said, "Don't get me down that road."
What do you fucking see? What's behind me?
No, I can't see nothing. Cause you're taking the whole screen, which is kind of intimidating, Dragon.
Like, how do I do this? How do I like move it? Oh, there you go.
I mean, all I see is shoulders and muscles. Is all I see.
You don't see what's behind me?
No, I can't see shit behind you. I just see your head.
Yeah, I can. I can see the Hulk and the Beetle simulation of the pictures.
Oh, there we go.
You gotta go full screen. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Then let me ask you as a Marvel fan, we'll just go down this path. What did you think about She-Hulk? Did you love it?
I did not love it.
Okay. So, and then what did you think about Loki? Let me back up. Did you like Marvel better pre-Disney or post-Disney?
Before I answer this question, because this is a very, this could be a very intricate, response, yes. But I don't want it to be. Are you a Marvel fan or are you trolling me right now?
I fucking love Marvel, and I think Disney bent Marvel over and fucked it up the ass.
I feel like
Stan Lee is rolling in his grave right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Because
they're bastardizing his characters.
No, I don't disagree with that part at all. But I will tell you that Loki to me was, I really enjoyed Loki because of all of the different moving parts that it had involved in it, you know. But what I am going to say is that I am starting to get a little fed up with, and I hope that I'm not highly disappointed because I actually have a Deadpool tattoo going on my arm that's below the Incredible Hulk tattoo that's here. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be going down here. But so I'm a huge Deadpool fan. I'm hoping that this whole multiverse bullshit that is now going into every superhero movie, that it has not become so fucking watered down, and this movie on Thursday is going to be just an absolute piece of dog shit. So I'm worried about
that. I'm scared to death for it. I mean, I feel good because they gave them the rated R rating. I feel better because Disney was really fighting that. They wanted to make a PG version of Deadpool. Yeah,
you can't do that shit.
You can't fucking do it because that defies his whole character.
100%.
It's almost like what they did in X-Men to the Deadpool character. Like, they totally – like, that wasn't even Deadpool. That was just a writer's fuck up, which was funny because they called him out in the first Deadpool at the end when he kills himself.
Oh, yeah,
going
awesome.
And killing it.
And he shoots the Green Lantern too. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
it's the best part of that movie.
I like DC and I like Marvel both. Like, they're different and I like them both. I don't like how Disney's taken Star Wars and Marvel and like bastardized them.
I can't watch any Star Wars anymore.
It's ruined. They've ruined it for me because they've taken it out of like what it was and turned it into something that's like just a complete woke mindset with an alternate agenda. And it just bothers me. Like, so I have a hard time watching the stuff.
Let's face it about Star Wars, though. Let's just stay on that for a second. The only movie that was worth a shit that was recently released by them was Rogue One. Period.
But it wasn't. I don't think that was Disney. I think that was pre-Disney. Wasn't
sure?
I'm pretty sure it was. I think the script was written pre-Disney.
Well, then that's why it's so good. Just saying, because it's the only one worth the shit. I mean, the others, The Force Awakens, The Rise of Skywalker, whatever the other fucking one was. I don't even know what the middle one was, something Jedi. But Return of the Jedi, or not Return of the Jedi, but whatever the hell it is. See, I can't remember. That's how much I don't watch those three.
It was produced by Disney, but the script was written and approved prior to.
Well, that's why it's good.
And
seriously.
And it's, and the thing is like you get there's no, it's just true. Everybody can relate to it. It's like just a good story. Like, I think they're just, it's just gotten too far out. And it's, I don't know, man. I mean, I dropped Disney Plus because I just couldn't, I didn't like any of the shows. I couldn't get into any of them. I just didn't like the characters. Loki was okay, in my opinion. It could have just been so much better.
Yeah,
like it was good compared to all the other trash that's around it.
Yeah,
you know, like it floated to the top as the best turd, but it was still a turd in my opinion. Like, I mean, there was a lot of cool stuff in it, but it was kind of like, damn, man, you got such a great actor, and it's like you're not fully developing it. I don't feel like
I like,
and it had a cool ending.
I'll go back to what you said, Mike, about like you know, about how you said you liked Game of Thrones because the characters, you know, you didn't know who was going to die. That's what I really loved about Rogue One, is that no one lived.
Yeah,
pretty much everyone died, and I thought it was great.
If people would have lived, the sacrifice would have just been felt a lot less.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But they did it right. The story was written the way it should have been. But if it had been Disney, they would have had the miracle ghost come back or some stupid shit like that. You know, because that's what they do.
But that would, like you said though, Mike, that the woke mindset and that stuff, that shit gets on my fucking nerves so bad when you start seeing that stuff filter in, and you know, actors getting. Listen, I am not justifying and saying anything about some of the reasons why some of the big characters with Disney have been fired. But, you know, they're firing people like the girl from Mandalorian. I think, you know, look, she ended up having some issues, but they fired her before anything even came out. They're not even giving these guys a chance to defend themselves. Same thing with, you know, with Kang, you know, or Khan.
Most people don't anymore. Most people don't anymore.
The Johnny Depp trial showed it's like you're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, basically. Yeah.
I mean, you know, think about all. I mean, they fired him from Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. I mean, just all of these big movies he had coming out. Same thing, like, you know, there's so many actors that are just getting canceled before they even have a chance to defend themselves, and it's just, you know, and it's starting to get where you see that in these movie production studios. It's just like you said, that woke mindset. It's fucking sad.
And I just and here's the thing, like, I have no problem with, like, you know, lesbians, gays, like relationships, but it's like now it's like they're cramming down my throat. It's like, here's the basic story premise of every Disney. It's girls don't need guys because they want to be, they can be strong enough and more independent, and they'd rather have a female companion than a male companion. And then all the men in there are either evil or they're completely emasculated and just a side puppy that, or they're in a relationship with another man. And that's the focal point of all of the romance, is like either guy on guy or girl on girl. There's no boy girl relationship hardly ever in any of that stuff anymore. And if it is, it's really weak and just almost platonic. And it's mostly the girl taking the lead role and the guy just being completely emasculated, which it just paints such a messed up picture, because you talk to women and they want like a masculine man. They want a man to step up. But all of the art is showing guys being weak, which is what our kids are watching. And, you know, they're,
as a girl dad, you know, I want my girls to be strong, independent, not give a fuck, not have to worry about somebody else. Like, I want them to be truly independent, but I also, you know, want them to know that it's okay to have a strong physical, like, male figure or male relationship, but there are some out there. You know, you obviously do that when you teach them at home, as far as like the way that I interact with them and show them and teach them things too. But, you know, you're right though. It makes it harder for them to believe that there's some truth to that when everything they turn around and watch is, you know, this guy breaks this girl's heart in the movie and she goes and starts sleeping with her best friend.
Yeah.
You know, so I get what you're saying, and I would have to agree with you. There's been a lot of that stuff that
So that's what made me mad about Marvel right now.
Because I'm old school Marvel. You know, my dad, before my dad passed away, that was the thing. Any new Marvel, any new superhero movie came out, you know, we were there opening day watching the movie. So, you know, it's just kind of been one of those. And then I pass it along to the kids too. You know, they start watching, yeah. But you know, it has become to me slightly watered down with the multiverse stuff, and
yeah,
I'm
and it's
terrified about Thursday or about the movie coming out.
It's also become very formulaic in the way they make the movies. So mm-hmm. it's basically if you take all the movies and you strip out the costumes and the sets, and you just look at the storyline and the timing of the jokes and everything, it's very formulaic for money mm-hmm. making. Yeah. Like there's not original content. You know, it's literally like, okay, we're going to insert a laugh track here. Here's a joke. Here's a punchline. Here's the quippy character. And you can go through all the Marvel movies and you can pick it out since post Disney. Mm-hmm. Like it's literally like, this is the formula and we're going to follow up every movie. We're just going to change costumes and change flavors. And it's just so much more of a rich, diverse culture, you know, like,
yeah, no, I understand. From my childhood too. The only thing I will say, it's been cool the last couple of years is bringing back, you know, the Tobey Maguires and bringing back Garfields and shit like that. But, you know, bringing back some of these characters, you know, that was
a great tie-in. I mean, I have enjoyed the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. Like bringing back Goblin and stuff, you know, bringing that's just childhood stuff. So
yeah,
you know,
and that's why they're kind of doing it too, to try to bring our generation back into it, because we're like, oh shit, let's go check that out. That's cool, you know. And it was a pretty cool tie-in. I mean, it was pretty cool how like you know, Andrew Garfield was able to save Zendaya in the mm-hmm. movie, which like, you know, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it, because it was such a failure for him to let Emma Stone die.
Oh, huge. You know, that movie. That made it dark. That was one of the first superhero movies that was dark. Dude, it was a dark ending. You know what I mean?
And that movie was so underrated.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, because it was so great, because it shows that the hero has bad days too. And mm-hmm. it's how the hero rises after it. You know, and it's like, I wish I'd have made a Spider-Man 4, because they kind of, that one could have really done well. It just didn't, people just didn't resonate with Andrew Garfield, I think, at the time. But now looking back, it's like a cult classic. It's like, oh shit, this is a great movie. And I think it was because, you know, at that, when it came out, we'd been conditioned to where the hero never loses. So mm-hmm. watching him lose the girl was tragic.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, in the comics, she actually comes back like later on as a clone. There's a shit ton of clones in the comics, you know, Peter Parker clones, Mary Jane clones. It's wild. Like it goes, and I don't even know the full history because I'm not that big of a buff on it, but it's just, they really took, Stan Lee did a lot of work with it, and he did a lot of development, and he did a lot to develop these characters and show their strengths and their weaknesses. And,
you know, that's what I liked about it. People probably listen to the podcast going, these fucking guys are just tools, because, you know, but these characters these characters are developed, and they're developed with real life emotions. Yeah. Like that's, if you read any or watch any Stan Lee stuff, he built the comic books on actual real like people in his life that, mm-hmm. you know, and different characteristics and like how it could be motivating or whatever. You know, if he was having a dark time, you know, those were some of the dark characters came from. But you know, you're right about the Spider-Man 3 and, you know, Emma Stone. It's like they went full circle with it. But, you know, what concerns me with some of this full circle is that, you know, they're going to dive into the well way too many times. And, you know, so like Sabretooth coming back, the original Sabretooth from like the old X-Men movies is coming back for this one. And mm-hmm. there's rumors that there's a couple other characters that are going to be showing, you know, through multiverse
some
stuff.
Cameos.
So, but you're right. But
you know, like I'm a big DC fan too, but I hated what they did with The Flash. I mean, some people liked it, but I didn't. I didn't think I felt like Ezra overplayed the character too much.
The last one was kind of annoying, I couldn't do it. It was very dry to me, and multiverse again. You know, even DC's doing it because they're following Marvel. They're seeing how much money Marvel's making off these movies, and even all the shows are tying into it. So we'll see. We'll see.
I like the Guardians of the Galaxy because I like Chris Pratt. I like those, and I felt like the last one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it could have still been better, but I felt like it was good. And I mean, it's easy to be an armchair quarterback, but I'm just saying if you compare it to like movies that came before it, like I don't feel like they've been building on what they have. I feel like mm-hmm. they've just been status quo, and then they're playing safe, and then they've also been catering to like the you know, the woke mindset, it bothers me a little bit, because I mean, I think like it's in Star Trek. Okay. Like here's a great example. Like we're both Star Trek fans, Brad and I. Strange New Worlds. And I hope they don't fuck it up, because I love Strange New Worlds, because it's like Star Trek. Discovery, they they fucked up because they brought in the woke mindset. But I'm like, this is like the year 3000. Okay. And we're still having issues of people identifying like gender. Like if it wasn't, if you really want to make it part of an integral of the story, don't make a big deal of it on the screen. Like it shouldn't be a whole 20 minute monologue in the episode about how they're being talked as they, and they're playing it like tongue in cheek. Cause it's a trill, which technically would be they anyways, cause they have multiple personalities living inside of them from previous hosts. And it's a host and a symbiote. So it literally is two people in one body. And it's like, why do I have to do this? I mean, if you want to put it in a story, that'd be great. Go to a planet that's like 1920 pre-industrial and have that be the plot. And then have like, you know, them like living their lifestyle like they used to do in the old Star Trek movie or TV show. And, you know, here we are in the future. We're way more advanced. We know that's kind of stupid. It's like, whatever, let it be. And then, you know, do it that way. It's not like I don't want to sit there and watch a fucking 20 minute monologue telling me how I need to live my life. You know, like I was worried about The Boys this season because I felt like it was getting super political and super like Trump versus Biden. And I think they curved away from it a little bit, which is good because I thought it was going to be real like beat you over the head, you know, like, oh, patriotism, bad. You know, you can't love your country. That's bullshit. You know, with the Starlighters and the Homelanders. It's like, oh, my God. And I know that art imitates life. So I get it, but like,
It doesn't.
I'm going to the movies.
It doesn't imitate getting a shove down your throat. I actually called Brad like a few months ago, and I don't even know if he shared this story with you, but I was very same topic. I said, you know, look, hey, I was telling him I was pissed. I was walking into a store, and somebody held the door open for me, and I said, yes, ma'am. I said, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. And she literally stopped and was like, yeah, you know, I hate to get mad about this because you held the door open for me, but I don't identify as a man. And she said, do you know about pronouns? And I said, well, hold on a second. And I like stopped her and I was like, no, listen, I'm not being disrespectful. I said, but all I was doing was thanking you for something you did. It wasn't to hurt your feelings or upset you or make you feel like I was looking at you less. And we kind of got into it. You know, there's more to it. We got into it, you know, kind of, you know, not a yelling, screaming thing, but just kind of like, all right, you have a good day. You know, I'm walking away from the situation. And I said to Brad, you know, look, I understand that, you know, we have to be more observant of things that are going on that are different than 5 years ago. But at the end of the day, I don't have to intentionally do or say something because you want me to do or say something. You know, if you have your own beliefs, and that's fine. You know, do whatever you want to do. I have gay friends. I have gay family. I have, you know, that's all fine. That's fine. But don't make me believe what you believe. Or be held accountable for it in public. Like if I say or do something that you don't agree with and it's against what you say, you can be canceled for it. As business owners,
yeah, 100%.
You say the wrong thing. You say the, you know, and I just don't want it to be force fed to me. I don't want it to be force fed to my kids. You know, I just don't want that. I want them to, if they grow up and, you know, Ashley wants to be a 6'3" dude at some point in her life, then, you know, that's her decision. I can't be mad for it, but I don't want somebody to force feed it down her throat for the next 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, so, I mean, I think that's where the problem is. And I mean, that's another topic, but I think that the problem is that, you know, children are impressionable and they want to please the people that they're around by nature. Yeah. So if you're saying, you know, hey, it's okay to be this, then they're going to want to be that. You know what I mean? It's like we all want to be like astronauts and cops and, you know, robbers and all that kind of stuff growing up. And if we have someone encouraging us, hey, it's okay. Yeah, it's cool if you're a robber. Be a robber. Be a robber. You're probably going to be a robber because that's what you want. That's you want to make somebody proud. It's inherent in our genes to like make our parents proud of us and our adults around us. Yeah. So when you take a young child and you start – they're impressionable and you start feeding them this garbage – which I think is garbage. I mean, this is my feelings. Like, I think it doesn't have any place. Like, if it's your child and you want to do it in your home, that's 100% your freedom to do, as long as you're not putting the child in physical harm. You know, you can fuck up your kid however you want. That's my opinion.
It's your business.
You know, or unfuck them up, whatever you feel like. But I'm just saying, like, we don't need to let them be kids. Like, they don't need that shit. Like, you don't need to identify. Like, I've changed my word tracks. Like, when I no longer put, like, sir or ma'am behind stuff, it's literally like, thank you. I just say thank you because I don't want to have that fucking confrontation.
Yeah. And, you know? And I did have that conversation. It was weird.
Yeah.
I
mean, and it sucks. It sucks because
she was not a transition person. Yeah. She was not borderline. She was just, after she started to talk, I could tell she was just she was a gay woman.
Yeah.
So, but she wasn't like, you know, somebody you could look at her and go, oh, you know, maybe she's a man, maybe she's a woman. There was no question. She was a female.
Right.
So, you know, just, you know, we're obviously all close to the same age. And at the end of the day, that's how I was raised. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, you know, just the way, but you can't do that shit now. But,
I mean, I really want to be like a smart ass because I'm pretty quick on my feet. So literally, like, if somebody says that to me, I'll be like, well, where I come from, my planet of beings, the male does not exist. So we're all ma'ams where I come from. So I can't believe that you're not seeing me as an alien because I am not you. Like, I don't belong on this planet. I'm from Zandanue. Do you understand where I'm from? Like, that's so rude that you'd assume that I am of your level. Like, and just let them look, let them fucking stew on that shit. You know, it's like
scare the shit out of them. Like,
just go fucking bonkers on them.
Yeah.
And my problem is too, it's like, where's the line? Like, right. You know, first it was like, you know, gay and lesbian, which I get it. Cause you know, you can't help who you love. And then now it's like transgender. So what's next? Multiple personalities. Like if you have multiple personalities, it's like, do you get 21 driver's licenses? You get 21 personalities, one for each one. And if one of your personalities commits a crime, you can't prosecute the other 20 because they're all innocent. You know,
don't give
like,
anybody any ideas, Mike, because they'll be fucking doing it here in a week or two after hearing this.
Well,
I mean, where does it? Yeah, you know, where does it stop? It's like, okay, where's the border between a mental disorder and, you know, a choice? Like, if I identify as a lamp, does that mean I'm now a lamp? Does that mean I can go sit on the side of the street and get paid by the city, to like light the way with my glowingness?
Well, fuck, bro. I'll be honest with you guys. Like, Brad, did you see the school that got in trouble because the woman sued the school board because her child identified as a cat?
Yeah, I saw that. They had to put litter boxes in the room.
Because the school did not allow her to identify as a cat in class, they sued the school board.
Yeah.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
I mean, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
see what I would have done? And see, here's how my response. Here's how I fucked up I am. This is how fucked up I am as a principal. I'd have been like, oh, your kid identifies a cat? Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, animal control. I have a stray cat in the building. Can you please come take it? And, you know, and fucking just, whoa. That's not your kid. That's a cat. And it's stray.
Yeah.
We're
worried about rabies.
It doesn't have its rabies vaccination, so it needs to be vaccinated. Okay, it needs to be put down.
That's the kind of shit that just blows me away.
Yeah,
that,
let's fucking if we're going crazy, let's go full fucking crazy. Okay, I mean, let's go full fucking crazy. You identify as a cat, I'm shipping you to China. You're gonna be lo mein by the end of the day.
You guys ever I was thinking about this morning. You guys ever wish you could have
Chinese
like
food actually sounds good.
You guys ever wish you could have like your own personal hot tub time machine?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like there would be three times in my life that I would go back in the hot tub time machine. Would be when Apple released its
stock.
When Bitcoin released
Amazon.
And then when Amazon released. Those would be the 3 days I'd go back. But I'd like to have that bitch in my backyard. So I could just go back and like rethink about what I should have said in situations and like sit there and just, you know, talk about it with my friends and be like, what would you have said? And then go back and just have the fucking most mic drop moment ever on the situation.
Yeah. The only problem is like you'd have the time travel paradox. So like if you go back and you change the past, it would ripple forward and not happen because you wouldn't have created the time machine unless you to go into the past. It'd been the whole time travel's paradox. So you'd be fucked either way because time would figure it out. You'd buy Apple stock and then Microsoft would destroy them.
Yeah.
Because then you still have to build a time machine 40 years in the future. Because you kill Adolf Hitler and it'd be like, Murray Jean or something that would step into his place.
Jeff Bezos has this idea and as he's walking to the next room to like start writing it down, he gets hit by a random truck that just came off the road. Yeah,
way to go. Way to fuck us out of our prime day, asshole.
He doesn't change the name from like Serbius or whatever it was called to Amazon at the you know, his lawyer's suggestion, because he's like, this name doesn't make sense. I can't even spell this or whatever it was. It's some weird name.
Yeah.
Dragon kills Prime Day in one kick.
Yeah.
His lawyer falls off a building randomly the day before he was going to tell Jeff to change the name or something, like, all because we went back just to buy the stock.
See, it would be interesting. It would be interesting to go into the future just to see how it all turned out. Because that'd be interesting. But if only. But then the thing is knowing the end would be, would it be worth it? Would you still want to take the journey if you knew the end?
I was going to say that. Would you guys be willing to mentally take that and say, I'm going to go to the future in 15 years and see if you're actually still there? Like, what? How?
100%.
Like, you would want to know?
I'd roll the dice.
I mean that puts your mortality like right in your face. Like, you know exactly the moment that, or at least you know 15 years from now, my bitch ass is dead.
You might as well live it up now. And then you change the outcome again. Yeah. Maybe it's quicker. Maybe something happens and makes it stretch out longer. Who knows?
You know, that might be, you know, people make the decision. Maybe people do have the ability to go in the future, and that's why they, you know, randomly start like cocaine habits. Because they're just like, you know what, I looked in the future, I found out exactly when I'm gonna die, I'm just gonna start doing drugs. So
yeah,
I mean, if you knew you had a certain amount of time left, I mean, it would change how you live. I mean, I think you wouldn't worry about some of the same shit you worry about.
I don't know. See, I don't know. I don't think it would, because we already have, like, we already could do like a calculation, you know. Like, if I lived to 80, that's 32 years. That's only 11,680 days left on the planet.
But
would you change what you know, what you're doing right now? Like, would you completely change it if you knew your death date?
I don't think so. No.
So you would just continue the course?
I think so.
Mike's already shaking his head. No.
Like, let me preface this. Are my actions now going to change my fate? So, like, say I'm going to die in 5 years of colon cancer, but now that I know in 5 years I'm going to die of colon cancer, can I start eating a healthy lifestyle and then, like, avoid it?
Maybe.
Yeah,
because you would rewrite the timeline if you changed your habits that you were getting ready to do. But how do you know that's not part of the process found out?
So then I make the change, I hop back in the time machine, fly forward, and on the same day I have a heart attack. so now I go back in time, I start eating lettuce, and I fly forward, I get hit by a bus. So then when I move out to the desert, in the middle of nowhere.
Shit. Like, if it's your time, it doesn't matter if you die in a plane crash or get, you know, some random scissors in your ear because you fell or something in the shower.
See, that's how I kind of feel. How I kind of feel. Like, I really do feel like fate is like final destination. Like, I really do feel like you have like a timestamp.
Yeah.
And it's just going to happen like naturally, because there's been stupid shit that I've done where like I should have died.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I didn't. And there's people that, like, you know, get cancer and they're like have a death sentence and then they beat it. And then there's other people that get cancer and they're like, oh yeah, it's like a 95% mortality rate. Like, you're good. Like, you know, everybody beats this thing and they're like, you know, dead.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? You know? Or you just do dumb shit. Like, and the reason I say that is because there's been times like where I've been driving and it's like, I take a turn out of the blue for no reason, just to go a different way. And like, I avoid like an accident.
Why do you do that? You know how many times that's happened to me too? It's like, you go, what? Like, why did I go that way? Like, why did I do that?
Why did I make that change?
I go the same way every time.
It's like,
because it wasn't your time.
It's like Seth MacFarlane was supposed to be on the flight to 9/11 that crashed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the Twin Towers.
Yep.
And just because of a scheduling conflict, like he put in his phone wrong, he showed up at the airport late and they wouldn't let him on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a few minutes late and they wouldn't let him on the plane. And fucking didn't die. Like, he should have been on that plane. He should have been dead. But by just dumb random chance, you know, which I don't think it's dumb random chance. I think it's like fate. Like, he wasn't fated to die that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
No, we're on the same page. But I'll be honest with you. This, you know, I was having a lot of fun during this podcast, and then all of a sudden things turned really dark, and now I'm just fucking want to go drink because we're just talking about mortality.
All right, let's bring it back. I don't know. What do you want to talk? What can we never even talked about Women Trouble Wednesdays. So like, This is more like, what's that thing called?
Marvel Monday.
Yeah.
Is today Tuesday?
Yeah, but we always record a day in advance sometimes. always.
Oh, well, I just fucked it up there. Nobody knows.
Yeah, way to go, Dick. Now you cost me time in the editing room, you asshole. Thanks.
Yeah, just leave it in there. I'm pretty sure people know that we pre-record this. They have to.
Yes, they do.
Because we release it like 3 in the morning. There's no way that we're up that early, especially with me like eating with daylight. I mean, I was eating in daylight.
Unless you live in like, where's it? Alaska, isn't it? Like sunlight. Yeah. Like, yes, all day.
On the other side of the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're good. I don't know. Mortality's not scared. Like I have this coin. It's I gave one to Brad. It says "Memento Mori." Remember, you must die. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, I think it's good that you realize that life is finite because that makes it more precious. I mean, if you live forever, then it wouldn't be worth anything.
So did you put that in the mail like last week? I mean, should I expect it here like? Like, when do you think? Like, today, maybe? I mean, you know, 3 to 5.
That wouldn't be logical.
I have an extra one here at the house. I always keep extras to hand out.
Perfect.
So I'll have to get you one.
So what were we supposed to talk about today? And then we talked about everything other than what we were supposed to talk about?
Women
Trouble Wednesdays. It's normally what our topic is, but...
It's okay. We don't have to talk about the bitches.
I mean, yeah. they're fascinating creatures.
We'll just have to
bring you back on to talk about that one.
It's wild because, you know, we were talking about the Marvel thing and we were talking about the roles and the stereotypes and stuff like that. And I was listening, we're reading this book called Call of the Wild? What's the name of that book? Yeah, Call of the Wild. Not the one by the Jack London one, but this other one. And it's funny because he's talking about women, and he's saying that women don't want to be the damsels in distress. They don't. That's not what they want. They do want a man that has the ability to save them and step
Mike,
up.
Let me interrupt you. It's Wild at Heart.
Wild at Heart. That's it.
Yeah, I've read that before.
Yeah, Wild at Heart. Okay, cool. Good. Yeah, Wild at Heart. And basically, yeah, you know, it's women want to be along for the adventure. Like they want to be part of the adventure. They don't want to be the end of the adventure. You know, they don't want to be sitting in the castle waiting for you to show up. They want to be along for the ride. Right. And I think sometimes as men, because especially in our generation growing up being the heroes, you know, like I need a hero. Like that's, you know, like that song was like the soundtrack of my childhood pretty much. Like it was in most of the movies, TV shows, shit like that. Anytime a guy was riding in on his white horse to save a girl, it was even in Shrek.
Yep.
And we grew up believing that. I did in my generation, you know, and I see these young men in today's generation not knowing what to do. And then I see the women complaining because they're like, you know, guys don't show chivalry anymore. Guys don't step up. Guys don't, you know, like when I met my wife, her son was scared of spiders and roaches. And she was like, my wife was like, oh, don't make him do that. You know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, would you want to be with a man that, if he sees a mouse or a roach or anything, he jumps up on the table and starts screaming and wants you to get it? And she's like, no. And I was like, that's what you're raising. Like, that's what you're encouraging. So you need to, you know, we got to change that. We got to change. We got to make our boys more masculine. Because the girls should be empowered too.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what I was saying earlier. Yeah, like, I want my girls to be empowered. I want them to, you know, not take shit from a boy or a man or, you know, when they get to that point and somebody, you know, physically – you know, is too aggressive with them. I want them to be able to have the ability to kick them right square in the fucking nuts.
Exactly.
And not think twice about it. I want them to be empowered like that. But I also want them to know it's okay to be taken care of too. Like, you know, and you said that about, you know, what it looks like today in today's society, but it's also the way that, you know, everything is in everything they see from social media to, you know, that, you know, sometimes these men or boys are taught the right way by parents like us, and then they do try to exhibit those attributes. They try to, you know, do those things towards females, and they're shut down or rejected because they're doing those things or looked at as they're, you know, they push back. I don't need you to do that, you know? And
yeah.
So it's just a fucked up situation because, you know, you want to teach, you know, I want to teach my girls to respond to that, be okay with that.
Yeah.
But then society's telling them not to. So like you mentioned about the Marvel movies.
Yep. Yeah. Because it's gone from like, see, the thing is like, I'm doing this because I want to honor you and cherish you, not because I want to control you and, you know, keep you. Like it's different. You know, it's like I'm putting my jacket down over the puddle so you can step across. not because you're weaker. It's because you're that important to me. Like, that's if the message has gotten lost, you know?
That's where the fuzziness is, though.
Yeah, that's where the message is lost.
Process.
That's yeah. 100% has gotten lost.
Yeah.
It's gotten lost because
in the last 20 years, it's gotten so lost.
Yeah. Like, it's an immediate side eye. Like, well, what the fuck are you doing that for? Like, why, you know, I can handle going over this puddle, and, bitch. Like, you know, just push back. So, but.
And it's been so, like, beat into women that all roads lead to sex. Like, everything a man does is for one intention, one intention only. And that's to get to sex, you know?
Wait, it's not.
And it is. It is in a way, but it's not.
I was about to say.
It is in a way, but that's not like – that's taking like a lot of – that's taking it too straight lined. You know what I mean?
100%,
It's not like if I take you out to dinner, I expect you to have sex. That's where the modern age thinks it's at. Like literally, like I've heard women, young girls, women say that. Like when I go to dinner with a guy, he's expecting sex afterwards because he took me to dinner, which is a very transactional relationship. You know?
Yeah.
It's not. And that's,
you know, you got a point, Mike, because I talked to my youngest. Okay. He's 23 now. Okay.
Right.
And he won't date. He just says, he goes, because it's 50-50. They want you to be a gentleman when they want you to be one, but then they turn around and do this when you are one. And so he said, why do I even try? And it's and if you really think about it, that's been the biggest complaint. That's been the biggest complaint with women. No, but I can't find a good man, and I can't what's the word I'm looking for? You know, guys won't commit. Well, guys don't want to commit because they're tired of the shit in their age group. You know what I mean? I can tell you this from the younger generation, the guys are like, why am I even trying? I'd rather just stay alone and have peace and quiet. You know what I mean? Than this flip-flopping back and forth shit.
Because there's so many expectations that are unfairly put on the, like you said, Mike, by the situations on both sides, you know, that they feel like they have to do certain things based on what they're being told they're supposed to do. It's just
And the problem is it's been dumbed down to the point where, like, it literally is that transactional. It's like you do this and then you get sex. But it's deeper than that. Like, people are like, well, like, I want a man like my grandfather was, you know what I mean? Well, be a woman like grandmother, you know, like you men used to come home and the wife would take care of the household and like cook and clean. And there's still women out there that do that. But society is telling young girls now that they need to go out and get a 40-hour work week job. They need to be a boss babe. They don't need to be doing this and that. And it's all like built around, you know, this great political idea that like if we put men and women both in the workforce, we have just doubled our income as a country off taxes because we've increased it.
But it's not just about relationships too. Like you talk about transactional, like it's even like that with the workforce. You guys know whether you know and it's unrealistic expectations for the transaction. So you know if a small bit of positivity comes from a team member or you know something small, they expect you, you know, metaphorically speaking, to have sex with them because they've done this small thing. They want you to all of a sudden shower them with all of these things. So it's both in relationships and
it's everywhere. Too.
Right. You do one little thing as an employee. They think the next day that you should hand them the keys to the business and you should give them a $15 an hour raise.
Yeah. So you know, society has demonized the corporations like, you know, it's no longer bad guys, it's bad corporations and bad people, you know? Like, even in The Boys, it's like, you know, I like keep references back to that because, like, Vought, you know, Vought, the corporation's bad. But you're telling me that, like, so you're saying that everybody in that corporation's bad? No, it's not. There's just a couple of bad people, players, that are making decisions on behalf of the corporation. It's not the entire corporation, you know? There's a lot of good people that probably work there and that are trying to do a good job. But we villainize corporations. So, like, even now, it's like, you know, with like the current administration, like they're like, you know, villainizing corporations and businesses, business owners. Like they're the bad guys. They're the ones that are keeping you from having a job. They're this and that. And it's like, we're all out here trying to produce jobs. we're trying to create jobs. Like if you do a good job, I can get more customers. We can get more employees. I can pay you more. I can, you know, it's the work. And then but the flip side is everybody wants everything cheaper. It's like, we want everything cheaper, but we don't. And then, but they're like, we want you to pay us more, but we want the stuff cheaper. It's like, I can't afford my Starbucks. Well, yeah, of course, because Starbucks is paying their people like $16 an hour now. And the service has gone to shit. Like, I don't even go to Starbucks anymore because it's no longer a fun encounter because they're a bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
Everyone I've been to, and that's across the board. I'm sorry, Starbucks, but it is. Like, your employees are a bunch of assholes now. They used to be cool.
Yeah.
But now they're a bunch of assholes. Entitled
years ago,
assholes.
Years ago, I'd always say that. I always justify it. So I don't, you know, I don't mind spending the $7.50 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks because you're going to get Publix-like service. I'd even say this to a Publix manager. We have an issue a couple of times in a row with the same employee at a Publix, and I actually said to the manager, I said, look, you know, I'm not trying to complain, but that person should not be in customer service. I said, you know, and Publix was, and I know I sound the old fucking fart in the room, but I'm like, Publix is built on George Jenkins bagging your groceries and like customer service.
Right.
So I'll go to Publix and spend a dollar more per item than I will at Winn-Dixie or Harvey's. Yeah. Because I'm expecting it. I'll go to Starbucks and spend $7.50 on a cup of coffee when I can go to Dunkin' Donuts at $3 a cup and get shit on. I know I'm going to get shit on, but I'm only paying $3 a cup. So if I go to Starbucks, I don't mind paying the money, but treat me right.
And get better service. Though. Yeah.
It's just
better product, better service.
Everything's going up as far as the cost of labor and goods. And so it's just, you just don't get the same service. You pay more, you don't get the same service.
Yeah. But, and people aren't happy. I mean, people don't like showing up to work. You know, they don't want to work. It's like, because it's this Instagram mindset of like, you know, like I can just shake my ass on Instagram and make money, you know? Yeah. And it's like, it sucks. It's like, this is a horrible, horrible place that we're at right now. And I don't have an answer to fix it. Because I mean, it's a society we need to one day. I think what's going to happen is one day we're just going to get fed up with it and it's going to die off.
Yeah.
And I think we're starting to see that trend. Because I think people are starting to get fed up with what they're seeing. And they're just kind of like, man, even because I talk to the younger, like, you know, the 15, 16 year olds, and they're getting tired of like the Instagram bots, you know, and like all that crap. Like it's getting old. Like they're like, this isn't cool anymore. Like
it's the fucking tip button. It's the tip button.
Yeah.
Like, look,
oh yeah.
During COVID, like, we were one of those ones that would intentionally, you know, thankfully we were blessed. We were making money during COVID. Mm-hmm. Some people weren't. So we would order food every once in a while and we would over tip because it's a tough time in the restaurant industry, but COVID went away and things bounced back and people went back out to the restaurants. And then now everything is that same COVID mentality, that times are tough mentality that you got to over tip. Like, I, you know, then you're getting shit on by the girl that's taking your order and literally just puts three things in a computer and then flips the screen around to you. And it's judgmental as fuck if you don't hit 30%. You know, like, just looks at you like you're an absolute piece of dog shit that you put 15% in there or 15% when all she did was awkwardly take your order and act like she didn't give a fuck. Stop and talk to her friend two or three times during the order.
Yeah.
And, you know, just.
Well, I heard something interesting the other day, and I really liked it. And it's a philosophy that I've taken into place.
Why is Brad on mute?
My button was on mute, and I was interjecting, but never mind.
Go ahead, Brad.
I was going to say that even when you tip 15%, you know, they don't even run your fucking food. It comes from the back of the house. So they literally just take your order and then they bitch at you for doing 15%. I think the biggest farce is the fact that they put 15, 20, 25, 30% on those fucking electronic ones that they hand you. It really irritates me because I want to tip what I want to tip. So if I want to tip 20 to 25%, that's on me. I shouldn't be told, hey, you have a four choice, because now you feel like an asshole when you don't hit that, you know, 20, 30% like you were saying.
Because they're watching you. You can hit
cancel and skip through it.
Yeah.
So
you can, but then you'll probably just throw your fucking food at you because you already had a shitty experience up to that point anyways.
Yeah.
And then if you don't do it.
Here's a rule of thumb that I like that I heard on another podcast that I really enjoy, and this is what I've implemented. If you have to pay before you get your food, you don't tip. If you pay after you get your food, then you tip. Bottom line. Real simple. Like, if I'm ordering and I'm paying and then my food's just being run out to me or I have to go get it from the window, I'm not tipping. Like, well, I was literally at like that acai bowl place over in Lake Merriam. And it popped up. It was like 20, 25, 30% tip at the register for an acai bowl. And I was like, cancel. And they didn't say nothing, but I was like, how many people feel like they hit 20%? And all they do is they literally walk down and then pick their stuff up and walk out the door. There's like no other interaction. Like, it's literally like they put it in, they slosh some stuff on there in like 30 seconds or less, and then hand it to you. Is that really worth like $5 extra?
And they're already getting paid
minimum wage. See, the whole point of the tip is to pay for waiters that don't get paid minimum wage. They're getting paid waiter pay, you know?
And you know the prices on that menu board have already gone up too. So what are you doing? What the fuck are we paying for?
It's like 15 bucks if you do the tip for like that item. And it used to be like $5 for it back, you know, like before COVID. And it's like, I can't even justify it. You know, it's like, you know, and it's, I don't know. It's frustrating. It's like, if you're paid by the hour, then I don't think you should be tipped on top of it. I mean, you know, I hate to say that. Like,
but you know, we're talking about this too. And like, but not every worker has that mentality in the workforce today, you know? So like, I don't know if you guys have seen this cancel, you know, it's all cancel culture, but have you guys been watching on Facebook the new trend of finding the business owners that have something negative to say about the Trump assassination attempt? And what they're doing is they're finding these business owners that may have said something derogatory, like, you know, along the lines of kind of like, you know,
just a little to the right, please, or something like that. Yeah,
to the right. Oh, this sucks that he missed. Or
would have made America great again. I saw that one.
It's business owners that are just responding in like different comments and like, look, yeah, fucking terrible. Like, no political thought process behind it. Just fucking terrible to wish somebody's death on anybody. Yeah, I mean, just fucking terrible. Correct. But what I am saying though is, you know, they're going after these businesses, and it's not everybody in that business, like you said about the corporations, Mike. Mm-hmm. Not everybody in that business could be a small business that employs 40 people.
Yeah.
And 35 people there, 38 people there, mm-hmm. don't even come close to thinking or agreeing with anything the business owner said. And now could be potentially losing income for their jobs. Family because of something that their owner said. And it's not even something that they believe. So
I was going to say, you know what it is, Mike? It's simple to me. You are no longer allowed to have an opinion. Period.
You know, you're no longer to have an opinion that doesn't fit with the woke mindset, because that's the cancel culture.
Yep. 100%.
So political belief out of it, like, you know, wishing harm on another human being.
Well, that's a shitty human being.
Trump or it's not, but it's not even about that. That's not, I know that's not what you're saying about that particular situation. But it doesn't matter what your opinion is. If it doesn't fit the mold or what society says it should, like you said, then you're a leper. You know what I mean? You get fucking just destroyed. So
it is literally worn on me so much that, and I know Mike's going to probably say bullshit, but this is true. I've stopped giving my opinion as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Even with friends and things like that, because it gets weighed on so heavy.
I'm going to say bullshit.
Well, you're going to say that, but I'm just telling you.
You were just over here like last week saying how you made a comment on a post to some nobody.
Right. That's what stopped it. That's what snubbed it.
Then you had like 125 people like come at you.
They did. They came right at me.
And you said you were laughing at it and having a good time like dealing with it. Like,
No. That's not – I didn't say I was laughing at it and having a good time dealing with it. What I said was people are ridiculous. I was like – so I literally was one word answering them. You know what I mean? Like classless, cool, things
but
like that.
Because
I'm
not going to get
it. But I was taking it to another level, but I thought about it and I went, you know what, man? It goes back to what you're saying. You can't have an opinion. And all I said was, this is exactly what's wrong with this country.
Yeah.
Because they were all sitting there saying, oh, a bullet to the right would have made America great again and all this shit. And all I said was, I said, based on the comments, this is exactly what's wrong with the country right now. And what I meant was I don't care if it was Biden or Trump or whoever. Like you said, it's a fucking human being. I mean, I might not have voted for the man, but he's still the president of the United States.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about like Biden. If the roles reversed and somebody shot at him and he was in the hospital even, I'd have been like, fuck, man. I can't believe somebody fucking did that. I wouldn't be like, man, I wish they would have fucking blown his fucking forehead out. You know what I mean? And burrowed him out.
Listen, I'll be honest with you.
I don't know.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite way right now, too. Like, you know, Trump, the attempted assassination. But then now you're seeing all these fucking Trump supporters too that are beating the shit out of Biden, like, oh good, hopefully he's dead in a week, or obviously he's sick, so hopefully he's, you know, well, that means he's going to be, you know, you know they're just wishing death upon a man because he just resigned from office or resigned from, you know, going for the next 4 years. And how the fuck can you say shit like that? you know, obviously he's not doing it for a reason, but still he is a human being. And like, he's got family, he's got kids. Obviously his son, you know, posted a pretty heartfelt thing about him. And you know, look, not right for the country, right for the country, whatever your belief is. I know where I stand on it, but at the end of the day, what I mean is it's a both ways. Fucking America is just absolutely savage. It's just crazy where we're at right now.
Here's what I don't understand. And I'm going to go a little political here for a minute.
Yeah.
And here's what I don't understand. They tell him he has to step down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he turns around and says that he's going to do what he can until his term is up.
Mm-hmm.
My question is if he's not fit to rerun for office as his current state is right now, right? Why should he be allowed to finish the term? Why shouldn't they invoke the 25th Amendment and say, hey, you got to go? Because 100%. And then you put Kamala Harris in there if you have to.
Let me take it one step further. A man of integrity should have already voluntarily stepped down. They shouldn't have to enact the 25th Amendment. If he realized he's not competent enough to run, he should step down. If he believes in his vice president enough to give her the endorsement,
mm-hmm.
and this is all politics aside, this is just human being, he should step aside and let her take office. Because one of two things will happen. It'll either get more fucked up, mm-hmm. or she'll show she does a good job. But either way, it'll be a great testing ground for 6 months to see if she has the ability to be the next candidate.
I don't disagree. I mean, you're talking about the
You're
the largest business in America. So you're talking in any large CEO company, the CEO is not fit to be to run the business anymore. Do you think they're going to come out and say, okay, I'm just going to do this for the next 6 months and then I can give it to somebody else? If you're not fit to run the company, then you're fucking not, you're not running the company. They put somebody else in, and you know, it doesn't, you know, from a, you know, from a perspective of putting politics back in it, as somebody that, you know, may or may not vote Republican or not mm-hmm. vote Republican, my point is that you would want, as a Democratic Party, for her to have the opportunity. If she is being endorsed this quick by other people that are high-powered Democrats, why wouldn't you want her in that position for the next 6 months to show that she knows what the fuck she's doing?
Right.
Because you got 6 months now. You're talking about 6 months for her to get a large enough portion of America to win against Trump, who's already leading in all the polls from Republican versus Democrat. I know Biden was the person, but my point is that even from a Democratic Party, why wouldn't you want her in there? If she can do it, then fucking show she can do it. Prove she can do it. She may even change, you know, my mind or somebody else's mind. They may not be voting that way. So it's just, all of this I've been telling Linda since day one, it smells super fucking fishy to me that all of a sudden, the day or two after everything happened, all of a sudden they're calling, you know, the Democratic Party's calling for his resignation two or three days after. Why wasn't it two or three days before? You know, I know there was like a little bit of rumblings, but it really picked up steam after Trump made it through. So
I think that it's just that, you know, I mean, the problem is it's like they have to toe the party line too. So like I think any of the young Democrats can't speak up because they'll be immediately ostracized out of their batch. And then that's what I was telling, I think Brad and I were talking about this yesterday. You know, the problem with politics is you're already bought and paid for before you ever get in office.
Yeah.
Because there's people that donate to your fund, they donate to your cause. They're going to want certain concessions for that donation. I mean, they're not going to give you millions of dollars. Like, hey, I just like you a lot as a guy. You know, like, that's bullshit. They're like, they want you to vote for what they want because you're mm-hmm. representing who your donors are, not necessarily your district or your people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so they're already bought and paid for when they get in there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, and if you're like new on the Hill, it's like you really can't speak up a lot because you could be out of a job the next time around because they want you out. They'll get you out. You know, I mean, that's just the way of the beast. So I think it's until somebody like of status says, hey, this is what we're doing as a party, then they all go come together, you know, and they realize after that debate how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no covering it up. I mean, bottom line, there was just no fixing it. I mean,
well, there's been a rapid decline, you know, probably over the last year to 18 months. And I've been telling my spouse that, you know, at the end of the day, like what I see is that it's been her running the country this whole time, you know, that she's been the one running it, you know? So, maybe that's why there's no sense of urgency, so to speak, for the Democratic Party to just say, hey, look, Joe, just, you know, go sit in the rocking chair at your mountain house and just relax for the rest of your days. Maybe that's why, because they know that he's been more of the figurehead, just the, the stand-in, and she's been the one behind the scenes doing all of the the work. So,
I think the thing is, we require people in the workforce, not require, but we expect people in the workforce to retire at 67, you know? Why do we have people in office that are like over 70? I mean, we don't even like these people driving on the road.
Yeah.
Let alone running our country. I mean, he's got the ability to fire nuclear missiles, you know, and I don't even know if he can identify what he's having for breakfast. I mean, there's a lot of people his age that have a hard time making it through the day and remembering if they took their pills and remembering, you know, how they're getting through life. And that's nothing against old people. It's just a fact of nature. One day I will be there. And I'm hoping to God that I don't have to be in an authority type position, because I want to be able to sit back and relax. Like, I don't want to be able to like have to do all that shit. Yeah. So I think that, you know, there should be an age limit. I think you should, just like there's an age limit to get in, I think there should be like a max age. Like once you hit 65, hey man, you should retire.
Human being standpoint, we talk about that a couple times today. Human being standpoint, watching him have to be helped out of the room, not even down a flight of stairs, because we know that, I'm not making fun of him, but we know that stairs can be a little bit of a challenge for Joe Biden. But not just being walked down a flight of stairs, he had to be pointed in the right direction on how to get to the door, and then be led to the door on how to get off of the stage. It was just, I saw that and I was like, man, that is just unbelievably sad. Like, he's to that point where it's just rapid downhill, and he's the one running our country. So it's just a scary situation, but I guess we'll see how it all works out. But I think there's been more to it, and Kamala's been a lot more involved than maybe what it shows, because,
which, I mean, she should be. She's a vice president. I mean, I'm not talking about the people with the politics. I'm just saying, like, the position of the job. Like, her job is to be second in command. Like, she is the backup quarterback. When the main quarterback goes down, she needs to be able to step in and run all the plays to win the game. Like, that's the whole fucking point of the job. It's not, you know, it's not like you should have the most incompetent person as vice president. Like, you know, it's like, you're not pulling little Timmy out of the stands to play your backup quarterback that's never ran a play in his entire life. It should be, they should be like the person when the person goes down. And shit, man, like, that's, I think, should give her a shot right now. Fuck it. Like, he needs to step down. Like, he just needs to say, listen, for the next 6 months, she's in charge. I'm sitting back. Like, I'm resigning from president. Let her take the position. They shouldn't have to be, let's waste taxpayer dollars trying to force them out of office, because that's all we do is just waste money left and right over bullshit. Like, we can't come to any consensus. We can't figure anything out. We just sit there and like spend money, and all they do is give themselves raises all day. Like, what's really been accomplished? Nothing. Like, so I feel like everything's worse.
Remember those old school chat rooms? Like, when you get to the point where you're just like, like, I'm fucking done with this. Like, I love you guys, but like, I'm done. And just all of a sudden you're talking to somebody and randomly just says, Mike has left the chat. Like, is there a way to like do that on the podcast?
Yeah.
They just be like, Mike's left the chat.
Yeah, you can. You want to leave?
No. I was just curious. Like, I do that shit sometimes with text messages, but.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that in life.
I automatically leave group checks now. Yeah. I just do. I'm like, Brad has left. I can't stand it. It drives me nuts.
I wish we could. I mean, I've left the chat because I'm off social media, because I don't want to be part of the conversation anymore, because it's gotten so mundane on this topic, you know, and I don't – on most topics. And if – you know, honestly, it's to the point where it's like, I may move to another country, just try something else, because it's getting to the point where it's like, this has just become a shit show. Like, fuck.
We have our family group chats and shit like that, you know, but if somebody tries to bring me like a group chat to talk about a weekend event, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm out.
Yeah. But there's always that one Android user that won't let you leave the chat.
Busted up. You know who? Hey, and God rest his soul, our ex co-host, freaking Eric, was the worst at it. He group text Mike and I and then somebody else, and we couldn't leave the fucking chat because he's the only droid user, man. And we used to rag his ass so bad. We were like, what the fuck, man?
I'll be honest with you, probably not the most professional thing to do as a business owner, but I literally goaded and prodded two of my employees to Wait, go what? Get iPhones because of our business chats, because we're up to like 17 employees. And anytime I had to make a change in the chat, I couldn't because they were the only Android users. So I was like, listen, I'll give you guys like fucking $25 to help you with the cost of getting an iPhone. But this, you got to do something. This is ridiculous. So
yeah, my mental health is way more than that than the Droid user.
It's like an instant turn off when somebody's on an Android. I'm like, oh man, this is going to make the conversation so much more challenging.
When I fucking see green, not blue, I literally judge. Yeah, I'm fucking
just
irate
you.
Like, you can't. Yeah, you can't send shit. You can't do shit. It's like, come on, man. Like,
yeah. Like I had an Android user. One of the volleyball. You know, dad. One of my kids plays. Our kids play volleyball and. You know, he was sending me videos and shit. And he goes, I said, why are these pictures so grainy? He's like, well, I have an Android. I said, well, that fucking explains it. That explains everything. They came over like it's like a little flip phone you'd have in the late, you know, early 2000s that you would take a video on. It was terrible. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with people? So.
All right. Well, listen, I know we didn't get to cover a lot of the woman stuff. I mean, we touched on it a little bit towards the end, but we'll have you back on and we'll talk more about that on a future show. But anyway, let's go ahead and wind this down for the day and let everybody off the hook.
Hour Mike, 15 minutes of us rambling.
Dragon, thanks so much, Dragon, for being on here.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
Fuck you, Brennan.
I liked Dragon's way of ending this conversation. Hey, can I just leave the podcast? Is there just like a leave chat conversation? I'm done.
Dragon has left the channel.
That's what I was trying to get at, because I figured it was maybe going a little long because Mike and I would have shut the fuck up.
Fucking mic drop. Mic drop.
I was like, we're only a few minutes away from it. No, I'm just fucking with you. Hey, listen, guys, don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com. You can follow us on all our socials. Don't worry, you're only talking to me. Mike doesn't go on them anymore. And then
I've never been on.
He doesn't even check the emails.
I do check emails. I don't have access to the TikTok or the Twitter account or X. I only have the Instagram account, which it logs me out all the time. And it's
same password.
Always sends Brad the code, and I just got tired of re-entering the code, so I don't have access
for which
right
one?
Now. Instagram.
Which one?
Instagram.
I don't know what that's all about, man. They got that all fucked up.
Let
me rant for a minute with you on this, because Meta's all got
right,
all
of
it fucked up.
Side note.
Sidebar.
Not over yet.
Hey, you're not over yet. So hold on. Meta right now is driving me fucking nuts. So I literally got bumped out of my account, so I signed out because they told me to do it. What do they do? Okay, so they fix Mike's shit. Right? Because my phone number was showing up under him for the verification code for his personal account. So I went to do mine. Guess what number it gives me? Fucking Mike's. Oh, and really? I was like, and I was fucking irate with the lady on the phone. I go, what the fuck are you guys doing over there? You know what I mean? I went off, and then she was like, oh, let me look at it. She goes, well, here, click this button instead. She goes, so you can verify this way. I go, it still doesn't fix the fucking phone number problem that you guys got fucked up. You know what I mean?
Because your phone number is still linked to my account somehow.
Yeah, like, and yours is linked to mine. They totally flipped it. They haven't fixed it. Yeah. So I was just like, you know what? Fuck you guys. Whatever. Anyway, there's my rant. Guys, don't forget, head over to MasonDangerBeardCO.com. Very cool men's beard products. You get 20% off just by typing in at checkout DailyBM on all their orders there. And Mikey, you got anything before we get out of here?
I've got your six. That's freaking amazing. I love it. It's one of my favorite ones so far.
All right. Dragon, got anything left for Brendan and Dale?
Boats and hoes, bro.
Boats and hoes. All right, guys. We'll catch you on the flip side.
See ya.
Have a good one.
Deuces.